Dalton Luther and Chrissy Grasso. You were instrumental in getting the show of force out here this morning to clean up downtown Fargo. It's hard to imagine that less than 12 hours ago, this was the scene of something unthinkable in downtown Fargo. And now this is what I recognize with Fargo. People lending hands, showing up with a broom and a bucket. Tell me a little bit about how this came to be on your end.
Well, honestly, we were just watching the live streams last night because both of us were at the protest march in the morning, and it was incredibly peaceful and incredibly powerful, and I feel as though everyone got their point across. However, it seems as though as once the march had then dispersed, that the small group of people decided to stay and destroy downtown. And that's not great. And we saw the live streams, and we thought, hey, we might as well, we live here, this is our community, we might as well go and help clean up. And we thought, you know, we created the event, and we thought we were going to get maybe like 12 of our friends to come and clean up. And to our surprise, we got a massive response.
Yeah, and almost instantaneous, too. We watched those numbers grow so quickly. I mean, Chrissy, the power of social media, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I was very, very shocked to see how many people responded so quickly. And it was just amazing to see that I wasn't the only one that actually has love for the community and that wants to clean up our community. So many people were willing to extend a helping hand, and it was truly something I've never seen before in any other community.
So how is this going? Are you still looking for people to come down here today? Is there anything that the citizens can do? Is there anything you need?
Actually, we have it handled at the moment. I have been contacted by the Downtown Community Partnership, the City of Fargo, and the Fargo PD, and there's such a overwhelming response that they are now concerned about health and safety of the public and the possibility of accidents. So they have told us to call off any more volunteers from coming in, and I've expressed that through the event page and on social media. And, you know, I appreciate everybody's support, and we love it. And the best way to support your community at the moment right now is to go and patronize downtown Fargo businesses. Go to Vinyl Taco, get some tacos. Go to Dempsey's, have a beer. Go to Wurst, have a sausage if they're still open. Anybody that's open, go patronize them. It's the best way to help them out at the moment.
Thank you guys so much. You're really showing that Fargo strong.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, JJ.